If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. With Saver, you earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. That's unlimited cash back on ordering takeout from home, or unlimited cash back on tickets to concerts and games. So grab a bite, grab a seat, and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome to the Songwriter Connection Podcast, where we look at the craft of songwriting through the eyes of the songwriter. Each week, we make a connection with a music maker, listen to their songs, and hear their stories. From Nashville, Tennessee, here's your host, Dave Letehan.
Well, thank you once again for joining us and making us one of the most listened to music interview programs on Apple in all of the country, and we certainly appreciate that. And to all our friends overseas listening, I know we've got a big contingent down in South Africa, the UK as well, Australia. No matter where you are, thank you and welcome to the show. And if you're a songwriter, well, we've got lots of tips throughout the show for you. We'd like to introduce you to different songwriters and make the connection. And as we say on this show, you know, find your own voice, be you. Find out what you're all about. Don't worry about genre so much. I mean, because there's already a Beyonce. There's already a Taylor Swift, but there's not a you, right? So find that voice and develop it. And I'll tell you what, that's what I love about our guest today. She is an amazing songwriter, an edgy songstress. She puts soul and southern pop together into her own little style. Genre-bending country soul singer, the lovely and talented Bree Carter is with us today. Hi, Bree. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here, Dave.
Yes, it's good to have you. Bree Carter. No, so no relation to Cowboy Carter, right?
No relation to Cowboy Carter.
She is rocking the world today. Breaking the internet, like her commercial says, huh?
I love it. Yeah. That's me. That's Bree Carter, y'all.
There you go. Bree Carter. B-R-E-I. Which is short for, what was your name, your full name?
The full name is Bericia, but back in college, they started calling me Bree, so Bree kind of stuck. And obviously, I wanted to keep my last name Carter, Carter Cash, June Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Just the history of Carters in country music.
That's fantastic.
And I kind of believe somewhere down in the lineage, there may be some relation. Who knows?
Oh, wouldn't that be cool? How about that? Well, I'm going to tell folks a little bit about you. You're a veteran of the U.S. Army. Thank you for your service. You enlisted and you became an officer, so a very successful career. And then bachelor's in business, a master's in international relations, two masters, right?
Yes, Christian counseling also.
And Christian counseling, and you're a doctor as well.
I am. I have my doctorate in theology. So I tell people I'm a God lover. I mean, my faith is everything to me. So that's pretty much, my faith is the foundation of who I am and how I base my life.
Is there enough hours in the day for you?
You know what? Actually, there aren't enough hours in a day, but I will share this with you. I've been up since 3 a.m. this morning, if you can imagine it.
I can.
Doing emails, responding, doing socials. And no, there aren't enough hours in the day. So I'm just a believer that, hey, make the most of every moment that God gives you and keep moving.
I agree. I'm the same way. Now, you grew up in Monroe, Louisiana?
I did. Actually, I grew up in Monroe and also in California. I kind of say, yeah, from the bayou to the bay, like the San Francisco area.
I love it.
So, yes, sir.
Yeah. And you were raised on family southern staples. And I love this Bible. You sang in the church choir, raised on Charlie Pride, Loretta Lynn, and Aretha. Oh, my gosh. I mean,
yes.
You brought up right, right, girl? I'm telling you.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, respect, yes.
Yes, you better believe it. Taking care of TCB, right? There you go.
There you go.
And Charlie Pride was a huge influence on you, right?
Most definitely. Yeah. When I was a young girl, my dad used to sing the late Mr. Charlie Pride, and it was just amazing. Mm-hmm. So really, I grew up in my household, not just country, soul, gospel, everything. A little bit of rock too. So pretty much some of everything. And along the path, you know, country just stuck with me.
Yeah. So when did you find your own voice? I mean, we talk about that journey and mixing all of these things in together. Had you thought about that?
You know what? That is a very good question. And I think, honestly, I'm probably still discovering my voice and discovering me. I'm just learning to.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think, you know, as long as we live, just constantly evolving and just getting better. But I think I found my niche in country soul.
Mm-hmm.
That just really feels like home to me.
Yeah.
But even within that, just still trying to find my own unique voice, like you said earlier, being authentically you. And because there's no other other people than you. You need to be the best you that you can be.
Absolutely.
And that's where I'm learning to find my sweet spot in being myself.
I think you're finding it. You've got this new song out, Boots, Get to Talking, and I love it. And I want to talk a little bit about the writing of that song and play it for folks. Boots, Get to Talking. You've got a little help there with your producer and DJ. Tell us a little bit about that whole process.
Oh my goodness. Electro Horse has become like my brother in the fact that he initially brought a lot of the song to me. It wasn't, so when it was written, it was initially written for someone else,
but
the song wasn't done yet. So yes. So we kind of got together, kind of looked at what needed to be done. And then we finished writing it together. And when he was actually putting the production together and just trying to get the instrumentation,
mm-hmm.
my goal was really to make it back home, like Louisiana style. So he put it perfect when he says, Boots Get to Talking is more like gumbo. You get a little of this, you get a little of that with it. And it's stirred up and mixed just right to get the right combination to where everyone loves it.
I tell you what, I've never heard it put as musical gumbo. I love that. I love that. There's the title of our show today, Musical Gumbo. I love it.
Yes.
You know, I've heard it compared to like building a house. And from what you were saying, it was kind of like our experience in buying this home. We do this show right out of my dining room studio. But when we found this house, it was still being built. Now, the structure was already there. The walls were there. It hadn't been painted. The floors weren't in yet. So we had a little choice to make it our own. And it sounds it was the same thing with this song, huh?
For sure, hands down. And once it was completed, just even in the studio, we went to Atlanta to record it. But just the whole process and what have you, and it finally coming to life, I mean, I could not be more happier with that song than anything that I've recorded.
And it's a cool video, too. Folks got to see the video.
Thank you. Yeah, the video is actually back in Houston with a lot of my friends from college and also relatives and people that I grew up with. So most of the people in the video, although we were in Texas, are originally from Louisiana. So it was just really something about having Louisiana and Texas come together to bring it together. As you said, the gumbo, you got it all together.
I love it. I just love that. I just love that. So let's play the song right now. Boots Get to Talking. Anything else you want to say about it?
No, Boots Get to Talking, baby. So, hey, there's a line dance associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, learn how to let those boots talk and do your best and keep them moving.
Oh, you'll have to show us how to do the line dance one of these days. You got a video on how to do that, don't you?
I do. It's on the internet, so you can find it and get the practice in, because I'm gonna be looking for those videos to be posted.
This is Bree Carter and Boots Get to Talking on the Songwriter Connection.
Hey, yo, Bree.
Hey.
Let's take them back to Louisiana. Come on, let's go.
Let's have a ball. Well, move it to the right. Move it to the right.
There it is. And that is her latest, Boots Get to Talk. Your latest, right, Bree?
Yeah, that's my latest, Boots Get to Talk. But I've got some more things in the hopper waiting to come out.
You got a new album coming out soon? Or
I do. Well, we are still trying to figure out if it's going to be an actual album or if we're going to go with doing an EP.
Yeah.
Because every song that's going to be on the new music that I'm putting out, they could be standalone singles.
Yeah.
So just want to really make sure that everyone gets the full feel of all the songs and it doesn't get buried into an album and what have you.
Yeah.
So more than likely it'll be an EP, but it still could be an album depending on how the release schedule goes.
It just seems to be the way to go today. I mean, a lot of folks are doing that. And what they'll do is, and this is exactly what I'm going to do next time on my next one, is I'm going to produce 5-6 songs and just release them one at a time every few months. And then eventually they'll all be up there. The whole LP will be out there, or EP.
For sure.
Yeah. That seems to be the way to do it today, huh?
You know what? I agree. I think sometimes, unfortunately, everything is so instant and we want everything now. Mm-hmm. But I think sometimes you got to take a step, put something out there, take a step back, work it and let it breathe.
I agree.
And let it do what it's supposed to do without going on to the next thing. You know, put the time and energy into it. Obviously, you've written the song and you've recorded it, you've released it. Let it breathe and let it do what it's supposed to do and let it touch many lives.
Bree, I agree with that 100%. And I know there are a lot of songwriters and artists out there will produce something. I mean, I know some that do every week for a while, but at least every month. And I'm like, really? You're not letting it, you know, build its audience, you know, give it a chance to grow, right?
For sure. No, for sure. And yeah. I think this is one of the first times that I've actually really done, I've been able to really do that.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell a huge difference. The minute I think, oh, yeah, it may be time to start talking about the next thing, there's more press that comes out, or I'll get more messages and more invites to do shows and what have you, you know, based on the song. I'm like, let me, you know, maybe I'm onto something here. Let me just let it breathe a little bit longer and continue on the journey and not necessarily be in a hurry for the journey.
I agree. You know, and as a songwriter, let me ask you this. You write a lot, right? And you set up your appointments. You do a lot of co-writing, too, don't you?
I do. Uh-huh. I do. Because I'm more of a lyricist.
Yeah.
I'm definitely more of a lyricist. So a lot of times in my co-write, it's the other person that may be a little bit better at hearing the melody.
Mm-hmm.
So then we can gel and mesh everything together. But yeah.
We talk about finding your strengths and other strengths of the people that you're writing with, and each adding their own strength to it and coming up with that song, that idea. So yeah, I mean, I certainly can understand that. That is your strength and you know it. And, but you know, you're musical as well. Because you have that background, don't you? Singing in the choir, you cannot tell me that melodies don't run through your head.
No, they do. But when it comes down to it, I literally, for me, I like to live with the song.
Yeah.
I like to live with it. I like to make it and create it and make it my own.
Yeah.
After it's been formed, and I can kind of take the time to see what needs to happen. Like, I've written a lot of songs, but then I've also, a lot of the songs that I've written solo, I've had other people come in that were really, really good at, you know, melodies, mm-hmm. and bring it and put it together as one great song.
Oh yeah.
So that's another thing that I'm really excited about. And there's nothing wrong with collaboration.
Not at all.
And like you said, finding out we all have different strengths and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
If you know something is someone else's strength, come together. It's a marriage made in heaven.
Yeah.
Because you're working together, because music is universal. It's just loving on one another and bringing it together to create something great.
It is. And it has this healing property to it. I think we need music more than ever right now. I really do.
Oh, for sure. Music is medicine. I have a blog in it, and that's what the blog is.
I was going to ask you about that blog. I've been reading that blog. It's wonderful. Tell us about Music is Medicine.
Thank you. So, yes, I've also been in the medical field for many, many moons. I used to sell a pacemaker for the brain.
Uh-huh.
I used to do device sales. I used to actually be in surgery when they would actually do the procedure.
Wow.
I'd work with epileptologists, also psychiatrists, to help get patients implanted, to help with their either epilepsy, severe epilepsy, or their severe depression,
wow.
just so they could actually function normally,
wow.
you know, in society and be able to operate on their own. And obviously, if they had epilepsy and not have seizures, and obviously also with depression, being able to cope with the things that occur in our day-to-day lives. So just doing that, music has been a part of that as well. And I just say that the music and the medicine has been it's like a marriage once again,
mm-hmm.
that God kind of put in me to be part of my ministry to share with the world.
Isn't that something? I love it. And you have so many gifts. And in a recent podcast, I believe last week or the week before, we shared with Ellie Colleen, and we were talking about giving gifts and how we were given them to share. Right. And so many people
yes.
don't. And but it's hard, I think, for artists that create, because you're throwing your heart out to other people. And there's always that risk of getting it stomped on. Right. Right.
For sure. But you know what? I literally just had a conversation earlier today. We cannot live our lives in fear.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You have to live life unafraid. Obviously, we have to be caught, have caution when we go to certain places and watch our surroundings. But you can't live life fearful. You know, love is good when it's good, but when it's not good, it hurts really bad.
Oh, sure
but
does.
You cannot trade in the good, throw away the good for fear that the bad will come into play. You just have to love like there's no tomorrow and just give it your all. So that's the same thing with life. Just live life without any fear.
I don't know where I heard it. Maybe you know where it comes from, but I've always heard that the opposite of love is not hate, it's fear. Is that correct?
Sure.
Yeah.
I would say it's true. And fear is false evidence appearing real.
False evidence appearing real. That's great.
That's exactly what it is. You know, we talked about earlier faith and what have you, and me being a God lover, so to speak, and
mm-hmm.
just being true to my faith, just knowing that you got to put faith over fear every day.
Every day. Wow. And as a songwriter, think about that. Think about that. When you're in a songwriting session, you can't be afraid to throw out an idea.
No, not at all. You have to be vulnerable and know that just because you put something out there, it may not be the right line for that song. So you table it and you put it to the side. It could be for something else later, or maybe not.
That's
or it
right.
could be something for someone else's song or something someone else wants to use. But you have to be open, and everyone there in that writing session has to really be open.
Yeah.
So that everyone can truly have an opinion.
Well, and you may say something that may seem so dumb at the time. And sometimes I'll say that in a session. I'll go, yeah, maybe this is silly, but, and you throw it out. And that might spark something in someone else, you know, and bring it to a whole new level. You just never know.
You know what? You're absolutely right. And sometimes you may say it one way, and then someone else may be able to come and say it a little bit more eloquently,
mm-hmm.
or they may be able to add a little bit more edge to it.
Yeah.
So no, whatever ideas you have, they're worth putting them out there for sure.
Well, let's go on to another song. There is a song out there called Straight Up Country Crazy. And it's almost like your theme song, isn't it?
It is, because I am straight up country crazy, y'all.
Tell us about the writing of this one and who you wrote it with.
Oh, my goodness. I wrote this with, there were like four of us that wrote the song over at NSAI in Nashville. It was Ken, Blaine, and also Rachel. So it was the four of us. And it took a long time before it actually went to be produced and what have you, but it was written and the song was there. And I know everyone was anticipating. They're like, hey, we got together to write this song. When is it coming out? And it came out exactly when it was supposed to come out, because Straight Up Being Straight Up Country Crazy is just being comfortable in your own skin with your family and your friends and celebrating where you're from and not being afraid. And, you know, no one cares about being prim and proper or pretentious. You're just being yourself and not really caring. That's and it just awesome. Goes back to living it to the fullest, being straight up country crazy.
Let's get straight up country crazy with our guest Bree Carter on the Songwriter Connection.
Get your long necks in the air. Drink them like you just don't care. We're going to do it Western. We're going to make this bond burn. Grab a hand. Grab a buckle, get up in the saddle. Lean it back, swing it round. Rope a little trouble. Cowboys and cowladies, when the fiddle starts to play, kick it in low cases. Get your wrangler shaking. Get a shot, just take it. Let's get straight up country crazy. Like your type, you better get with him, girl. He's gonna rock your whole world. Grab a hand, grab a buckle, get up in the saddle, lean it back, swing it round, rope a little trouble. Cowboys and cowladies, when the fiddle starts to play, kick it in low cases, get your wrangler shaking. When the fiddle starts to play in, kick it in low cases, get your wrangler shaking, get a shot, just take it, let's get straight up country crazy.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
You're listening to the Songwriter Connection, connecting with music makers and hearing their songs and stories. Now back to the show with your host, Dave Linehan.
Bree Carter is our guest. She's on the phone from Knoxville this morning. And Bree, thank you for taking the time. I know that you have an extremely busy schedule working in the music field. And then there's not enough hours in a day. Everything that you do, it's just absolutely amazing. Your blog, you're working on a book. Is it done?
I am. Actually, I have two books that are actually done. Actually, three books that are actually done.
Oh,
I have
tell us
two.
About it.
Two of them are Daily Inspiration for Spiritual Growth, just a little bit of motivation and inspiration and encouragement for our day-to-day lives.
Wow.
And then I also have a children's book called Delia Goes to Dreamland.
How about that
book is about little kids. It's just inspiring kids when they're smaller, just to dream big and, you know, and be good and do the right thing. And obviously, in turn, good will come to you.
Isn't that something? Very good. And we can find those everywhere, right?
You can find them everywhere. Yes.
You've got a website, I should say, too, and you've got a shop there with all your merch and everything, including a new hat show print. Did I see?
Yes. Yes.
You got your very own hat.
I love that. I do.
That's awesome. That is incredible. If you're not familiar with Hat Show Print, just let me tell you, for years here in Nashville, they would do the shows at the Opry and everywhere else, big shows in Nashville. If you were a star, you knew you made it when you had your own Hat Show Print. And so, and people collect these, and you'll see them hanging around of the big shows. And to have your own is really something else, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. I must admit, when I actually got it made, I had that feeling of, I've arrived, I'm here.
That's awesome. You have arrived, girl. Yes, you have. You know, I come from the radio industry and did a lot of years in country radio. And you know, one of the things the last few years, unfortunately, women had not been given a fair shake. Just a few years back, there was this, what they called the Tomato Gate scandal. And maybe you heard about that, where a country programmer, and I was actually ashamed about this, who actually said in a CRS meeting to other programmers out there that when you're programming your radio station, the music, think of it as a salad. And the leafy, meaty part of the salad is going to be your Luke Bryans and your Jason Aldean's, you know, that guy. And the ladies, you pepper them in like they're the tomatoes. Oh, did that create a stir? But you know what? At the time, it was really amazing because there were not a lot of female artists being played on country music. Now, there wasn't in the 90s, early 2000s, but all of a sudden, the industry seemed to go away from that. And then I'll go one step further, Bree. Being a woman of color had to be extremely hard. And I look at some of the artists out there. There's Mickey Guyton. And
for sure.
I love the Warren Treaty, by the way, right now.
They're amazing. Oh my God.
And now here comes Beyonce Knowles Carter. And she shakes up the industry and does a country record, and it debuts at number one. And I love what she says, and we're talking about this on radio this week. She said, you know, I'm honored to be the first black woman to top the Billboard country charts. But she hopes for a day when the mention of an artist's race as it relates to releasing genres of music is irrelevant. And I couldn't agree with her more.
I completely agree with you wholeheartedly. My big focus isn't the fact that I'm a woman of color, but more that I'm putting great music out there to heal people.
Yes.
So that is my focus. And I know sometimes people want to get into a dialogue, you know, and find differences, what have you. But I personally choose to focus on, like you said, where it not be about color, but it's more about the music.
I agree with you 100%. It's got to be about the music. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And I think back, you know, to people like, I know Charlie Parr was a hero and of mine too. I mean, just an incredible voice. I just can't imagine what it was like for him in the 60s and what he had to go through, you know, in a country.
For sure, because for sure, when you think about it, and that's why, you know, I mentioned earlier, music has no color. Music isn't black or white or red or yellow. Music is no color.
No.
Music is universal. So why make it about color?
100%.
You know, if it feels good to you, it moves you. Hey, listen to it. Mm-hmm. That's what's most important.
Yeah. What moves you?
Oh, what moves me? Life in general. You threw me for a loop on that one, Dave. I would like to say I do have a zest for life. I want all that life has to offer. I want it all. Only because you just realize just how precious life is and that it's not promised to any of us. I don't take any opportunity for granted. I'm thankful for the people that stream, listen, love, and like my music and buy and support me.
Yes.
I'm just all about it. It's life. And obviously there's good and bad in life and good ups and downs, but you gotta take the good with the bad.
You do.
And you focus more on the good versus the bad and what have you.
I agree.
And
there's a good song.
You know what? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So then it turns good.
Yeah.
Because in every song that we write as songwriters and as artists, even if it's not our story, it's someone else's story.
Yeah.
And that's what's so wonderful about music and just, you know, unity and fellowship and there being a community and a village, so to speak, when you think about music and people working together, in the fact that the things that you say, a song that I sing about, could definitely impact someone else in their life, and it could be someone else's story that needed to hear what I'm thinking about.
Songs, melodies, they're their own language, and I think it's universal language. And I really believe we need it more than ever. As I mentioned before, I think this is what we need to bring us together. We may be more divided than we've ever been, but music is the thing that's going to heal us all. I believe, and I hope. Maybe that's
for sure,
altruistic.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, but that's
no,
what I
you're
make.
Absolutely right.
Yeah,
but you know what? There are studies that actually show, you know, with the blog "Music is Medicine," that music truly heals the body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your cells within your body could be regenerated, rejuvenated, and what have you.
Really?
And it just that your cell process it heals. It speeds up the healing process at the cellular level. You know, listening to music, different types of music.
Yep, I agree. Wow. There was a movie I saw a few years back, and it was J.K. Simmons was in it, and his son was in a coma, and he was a big music buff, and the only way he could reach him was through music. He'd put on a Grateful Dead record, and all of a sudden he'd come to life and tell his dad all about it. You know, it was just an amazing movie. Almost like the song played on or something like that. If you've never seen it, an amazing movie about the power of music. And J.K. Simmons is a great actor, and he just did a wonderful job. But I digress.
For sure.
I go on these squirrel train moments. I hope you don't mind.
Hey, I'm from Louisiana. We like squirrels.
I love them too. Listen, the first song I heard from you touched me so much, and the video is so cool too. It was called "Gave Him a Girl," and what you're a co-writer on all these songs, right? That you like to
for
write.
Sure. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So
I am.
Yeah. So tell us about that, and we'll play that one next. Okay.
As
"Gave
the
Him
song,
a Girl."
Yes. Yes, as the song says, gave him a girl. You know, daddy wanted a boy. He thought he wanted a boy, but then he got me. And it just talks about women and girls. We can do the same thing that guys do as far as hunt and fish and,
oh, yeah.
You know, change a flat tire and, you know, just get dirty and shoot a gun and a lot of those things. Obviously, like you said, I was in the military before,
yeah.
So I can shoot a gun. But I can also dress up and look pretty and put on heels and
yeah,
what have you.
Yes,
so it's just the versatility that you get from, you know, obviously from that girl power being a female.
Awesome. Well, let's play "Gave Him a Girl" right now. This is Bree Carter, our guest on the Songwriter Connection.
Fifth grade, always in my face, always something to say. There's only so much that a girl can take. She never saw it coming when I didn't back down. Right hook flying and she hit the ground. She should have known from my family name I ain't just a pretty face. I can pull a hook from a large mouth that's the skin of coon. When my bare hands know my way to Fort Gear on an old John Deere. Girls, a little tomboy in diamonds and pearls. Daddy wanted a boy, wanted a boy. Mama gave him a girl, gave him a girl, gave him a girl. Mama gave him a girl, gave him a girl, gave him a girl. Daddy nature, I can tear down, clean up a 30-06. Yeah, to this day, I can handle her. Get a flat on my tread, yeah, I can turn a wrench. Change a muddy tire on a Wrangler. Mama might have made me wear pink. Daddy taught me how to drink. I can pull a hook from a large mouth, bask in a coon. When my bare hands know my way to Fort Gear on an old John Deere. Camel cap on these curls, a little tomboy in diamonds and pearls. Daddy wanted a boy, wanted a boy. Girl, gave him a girl, gave him a girl. Spin a little Marvin Gaye and some Chardonnay while the cowgirl's taking me away. Mama kept the girl and me true. Oh, but daddy did too. My daddy did too. I can pull a hook from a large mouth that's skin a coon. With my bare hands, know my way to Fort Gear on an old John Deere.
Bree Carter, our guest, great song, Gave Him a Girl. Thank you, Bree, for giving us that song.
Thank you. And I must say on Gave Him a Girl, I can actually know, I know how to skin a coon. So I know about coons. That's real. It's not made up, you guys.
That's in there and that's it. Yeah. That's wonderful. Who's the little girl that played you in the video on the John Deere tractor? Do you know?
It wasn't a relative. It was one of my dear friends, Heather, who was the videographer. It was someone that went to her church.
Yeah.
So one of the little girls. Yes.
Any advice on making music videos? I'm going to do my first one this spring. And so any advice you can give? Because you've got a lot of nice videos out there.
Thank you. I would say the first thing, get your treatment. Come up with your concept.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of vet it out and make sure that within that video you're telling the story. It's fully depicting mm-hmm. on what your song, what it means to you. And just put it out there. And I think if it's made with love and all the great things that are in you, it's going to turn out right, and regardless of what treatment you decide to use, it's going to be right.
You just look like you have so much fun, you know, in your videos.
Oh, my goodness. They are so much fun. And then you get your friends involved. You get to play dress up or dress down or whatever you want to do in them. So, yeah, you get to be the star of your own movie.
That's incredible. Hey, I wanted to talk about your military career a little bit. What did you do in the Army?
Oh, so initially when I was enlisted, I was actually a 71 Delta, which was part of the legal field.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went back to college, joined ROTC, and then I got my commission as an officer.
Wow.
I was part of the Adjutant General's Corps.
Wow.
So pretty much managed other officers' careers and what have you, responsible for other soldiers going on tour and getting on active duty and things like that.
How about that? Were you in long?
I only did 4 years total. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but it was one of the best 4 years. You know, if I had it to do it all over again,
mm-hmm.
I would so definitely do it. The military was a phenomenal experience and it's taught me just so much, you know, early on, just the discipline, just the camaraderie. And that's one of the other things we talked about color earlier in the military, especially mm-hmm. the Army, you're green. You're various shades of green, but you're green.
You're green.
The military, you know, you're not focused on the outer layer of the skin because we all bleed the same. We all bleed red.
Yeah.
And that's what's most important.
Awesome. Mm, great, great point. You know, you talk about discipline and I think that's an important part of songwriting too. Can you connect those two?
For sure. Definitely. It is about being disciplined to do it. I mean, it's a part of being a creative. It's not just getting the opportunity to get up there and perform. You also got to work on having your catalog
mm-hmm.
and things that you want to say and what's your platform and what's your story. What do you want people to know? I think it's about all of that.
I do too. And I think, you know, being disciplined enough to schedule time with yourself and others to make your art, you know?
For sure. You have to be willing to do that. And it's just you, honestly, you're pouring into not only yourself, but through taking the time to do the songwriting with others, you're pouring into other people as well.
And when you're not, you got those antennas up and you're looking for those song ideas.
For sure. Cause it could just be a phrase.
Yeah.
It could be a phrase that you could be out somewhere. You can overhear a conversation and you're like, wait a minute, that's a song. Or you can just get stopped right in the middle of your conversation and be like, oh my goodness, that just came to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you move and go with it.
Listen to conversations. There's songs in them. There really are. You find ways to bring real life moments into these wonderful little short novelettes.
What? You're absolutely right. And if you take your time to listen, there's so many pearls all around you.
There really are.
Just got to take your time to be in tune to listen.
Yeah. You have a powerful song called Stronger Than That. And I imagine there's got to be a story behind that, Bree.
Oh, my goodness. Dave, there's a long story behind that song, not just for me, but a lot of other people that I've encountered. Stronger Than That, you know, represents, unfortunately, you know, when I was younger, my parents, they divorced. My mom remarried. My father never did. And growing up in a small town, you know, unfortunately, there are rumors and what have you. And then you listen to the rumors as a child. You feel like at some point you're not enough. And you have those people that are in your corner that root you on and that cheer you on when you can't do it for yourself. And they encourage you and motivate you and pour into you that you are enough, that you're more than enough. And then eventually you believe it yourself. And then you realize that whatever you thought you went through that you thought was going to break you, it didn't break you, that you came out stronger than you were before.
Oh, yeah.
So not only dealing with, you know, necessarily divorce, even with death, you know, losing someone that you care about,
yeah.
you know, the tragedies that happen, you know, whether it's a lack, whether it's, you know, being bullied, you know, as a kid, because as a kid I was bullied too. but you realize you're so much stronger than the things that come against you.
Yes,
so things that are meant to sometimes come against you and break you, you know, you overcome those things and you just become stronger and stronger, greater and better.
So a lot of you in this song, huh?
Oh, for sure. It's, you know, even now when I have those moments, when it seems like, oh Lord, what am I going to do? I go back to that very song and I play it, and it's just a reminder that I'm stronger than this, that it's only a matter of time. You know, the word says weeping may endure for a night, but for a day, but joy comes in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Yes, it
does. So knowing that joy is right on the horizon, just keep pushing through. You're going to make it.
If you need a little joy, listen to this is the song right here. I'm going to play it for you. Bree Carter, other Songwriter Connection.
Daddy left town when I was 7 years old. Sent this wide-eyed girl down a rocky road. Through all the turns and setbacks, I carried that heavy load for all those years. But it got me here. People talking, their whispers were so loud. It was tough for a teenage girl living in that town. They wrote me off and crossed me out. Mama had no doubt I wouldn't survive. I find that fighter inside. Well, I'm stronger than that. I've pushed through the pain. Had to hold on to hope. I found grace in a hurricane. I rose above the ashes of the past. I'm stronger than that.
Thank you. So what a great song. I mean, really, and a great message. And I know sometimes when you're going through hard times, you're thinking, how much stronger do I have to be? Really, you know,
for sure.
But you've nailed it in that song. You really have. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I just want to encourage everyone to know that no matter what they've been through or what they may be dealing with right now, just hold on and hold out and know that you'll make it through.
Yes,
it may not seem like it when you're in the midst of the storm, you know, just keep holding on.
Yep.
He'll give you grace and you'll make it through on the other side.
Yes, you will. Bree, what's next for you? You got a busy year ahead? Busy summer?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Busy summer. I have a lot of shows that are coming up. I'm going to be in Santa Clarita. I'm going to be in Rockport, Rockmart, Georgia. I'm going to be in Shelby, North Carolina.
Wow.
I'm also going to be at Sea Beach, California. So I got a lot going on, but I'm thankful and grateful. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. And hey, wherever you guys are listening throughout the world, let me know. I'd be happy to come visit you all and perform there too.
Oh, please do that. And I'm sure we can get a schedule of where you're performing on your webpage.
Yes, definitely. Also Bands in Town. And then also on my social, on all my socials, Bree Carter, B-R-E-I-C-A-R-T-E-R, Bree Carter. You can find everything that I'm doing and what's going on for me on my socials as well.
So if you're not friends, you know, why is that? You add Bree, okay, because she's wonderful. I love going to your page and following what, all the exciting things you are doing, Bree. And I wish you so much more success. I'm so happy for the success you have. And keep inspiring us. Keep with that great blog. And God bless you for everything you do.
Thank you, and God bless you as well. And once again, thank you so much. It's been an honor, and I'm grateful to have this time with you.
We are the ones that are honored, Bree. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Songwriter Connection podcast. Find us on social media at Songwriter Connection. Also, listen to Dave Lanahan's Nashville Connections radio show. It streams live every Friday morning on WOBL and WNOI. Look for us on Facebook and YouTube. See you next time on Songwriter Connection.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.